More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
I don't know if you've heard or not, but there's a new road safety campaign that launched yesterday that aims to bring back the old school country wave. Regardless of what we drive, car, motorbike, caravan or bike, road users be encouraged to lift a hand in response as a thank you, or especially if you bugger up on the roads. State Government, Seven West Media and others are promoting the Kindness Travels message with the aim of trying to bring back the great Aussie wave. My wife will be furious because she suggested the exact same idea when our sister station, The Wave, launched 2 years ago. You are right, Donna. See? Anyway, it's a great idea. We should totally wave more on country roads. I don't know if we're kind of still in that place, though, where people actually would just... Because it used to be when you'd pass a car on a country road, it wouldn't even a full wave. You'd just sort of maybe get a couple of fingers lifted off the steering wheel just as an acknowledgement as you go past. People, I don't know, people aren't inclined to do that kind of thing anymore. But totally, if someone's been nice and let you in or whatever the case, definitely a wave. I mean, that should be compulsory. And obviously, if you've made a mistake, if you've mistakenly cut someone off, a wave, and it should kind of tone most situations down, shouldn't it? Much nicer anyway than the angry honk or the middle-fingered salute or the angry flash or anything. So, yes, bring it back. I agree. Now, don't forget, I can't believe I've actually remembered to do this. Today is Wear White at Work Day. Now, this is to support sufferers of mental illness and the families of suicide victims. So, today's the day. Wear white. And if you can, also make a gold coin donation towards the cause. You can check details on that if you look up whitewreath.org.au. And a few other things you can get on with today, apart from the fact that it's double demerits, obviously. May 29 is Learn About Composting Day, if you like. But the one that I want to talk about here is it's also Put Your Pillow in Your Fridge Day. That's right. So, of course, I've got to focus on that one. Apparently, before fridges, back in the day, folks would put a cloth from the bedroom in the larder for good luck. The larder's the old cool room where people used to put things before fridges were invented. So the plan was to do that to kind of make sure the family would have plenty of food and fertility in the coming year. And at the very least, if you're like me and love the cool side of your pillow, you won't need telling twice. So if you've got room in your fridge... Stick your pillow in it today. See what your partner says. All right, word of the day, another one for you on a Friday. We all need to enrich our word power, don't we? Well, apparently, I just can't believe I've gotten all this way through my life and never discovered this word. Apparently, a plunet. That's right, a plunet is a moon that has escaped its parent planet and become a planet all of its own. In Scotland, possibly, judging by the sound of the word. Get off of my plunet. Anyway, I feel like escaped the parent planet sounds a bit too much like a hostage situation. I think it may be nicer to say perhaps grew up and moved out, possibly. You know, I just got sick of all those gravity-related restrictions and moved in with a couple of other single plunet mates in a share house full of suspicious smoke. Looking forward to the long weekend, for sure, the WA Day long weekend, where we've got some stuff coming up as part of Restart Mandurah, and our Mayor, Rhys Williams, joins us. G'day, Rhys.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well. Monday's looking like it's going to be pretty cool. We've put together a concert and it's going to be fully catered from Red Manor. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, how cool is it over the course of COVID that we've had so many people in our communities doing such a good job to help each other and support each other. And I guess WA Day is all about celebrating great West Australians. And so it's nice to be doing something a bit different in Mandurah and celebrating a local legend and their friends for lunch. It's going to be great.
And the other thing, I guess, is it didn't really sort of take much in the way of encouragement to get people started in this kind of act of giving and kindness. When things got a bit strange, people just straight away stepped up, didn't they?
Yeah, it was really one of the silver linings, I think, over the past couple of months that just helps people to feel proud about the place that they live when you just see the community come together and help each other out. And I've just had, like you guys, as you've been promoting the local legend for this weekend, so many stories of so many great people that deserve a bit of recognition. And I'm really happy that this weekend we'll be able to do a bit to recognise a lucky person that deserves to be celebrated.
It's interesting too. There's a few I noticed that have got multiple suggestions. So I'm guessing that will all kind of work its way in towards how we decide the final, which happens this afternoon. So Squinty will announce that a bit later this afternoon. But quite a day. Great WA musos. And yeah, the Red Manor have come on board too to supply a pretty decent meal at our secret location too.
And just another example of a great local restaurant that's been doing so much to try and help out the community over the course of this time. So I think all in all, Monday's set to be a great day and a good celebration of great people in Mandurah, great businesses in Mandurah, and a great radio station too. It'll be great to have you guys down there, and I appreciate your support too.
Oh, look, always happy to get involved. And for those that that don't get an invite to come and check it out, it will be simulcast on the radio and on Facebook. We'll have it on Facebook Live as well, so you won't miss out by any stretch.
And you might miss out on the lunch, but you can enjoy the music.
Sadly, we can't share that online or any other way. But hey, we'll enjoy it for you, that's for sure. Hey, Reece, great to catch up. Look forward to Monday.
Looking forward to seeing you guys.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
All right, Nikki's away, so DeMello pulling on the glam pants to plug you into entertainment news. And as we wait for SpaceX to launch this weekend, word is Tom Cruise is in talks with NASA to shoot a film in space. SpaceX man Elon Musk has confirmed the conversation, adding, "We are supportive. I think NASA is supportive of anything that captures the imagination of the public." That'll be an expensive film shoot. Speaking of Elon Musk, Grimes, his baby mama, is selling a piece of her soul in a new art installation presented online by two separate LA galleries. Her soul, that's right, will be sold as part of a work titled Selling Out, which collects numerous drawings, prints and photographs by Grimes, who says, "I see myself as a visual artist first and foremost. I've always felt strange that people know me for my music." Well, not all of us do, but anyway. As for what her soul will cost, she initially wanted to price it at $10 million to make a sale improbable, but has reduced that to best offer. It's very generous of it in light of the current global recession. Oh, it's a dangerous price to put on your soul. And Lady Gaga's Chromatica is out, today US time. So what, on the weekend, or is it already out? I could never tell. Anyway, she's teased us with the latest collaboration. To add to the Ariana one, Rain On Me, here she is with Korean girl band Blackpink. The song's called Sour Candy.
Close your eyes, don't peek. Now I'm undressing. Unwrap sour candy.
Chromatica from Gaga out today.
Nikki and DeMello.
97.3 Coast FM.